Jenny, Wayne.
Hello!
You know this drizzle.
I do.
Okay.
Alrighty. Chapter 7. I was trapped. I could hear my own voice echoing my narrative, and it made me feel really rodent-like. I'm trapped like a rat in the men's room. It's fucking freezing, and my day's just started. I was even getting tired of breathing. One more time from the bridge, my friends. I didn't even know what I was drooling. I sat and gulped my sangria in silence. That was until, jaded, I started gulping the space between my toes. Nothing. I ranted and I laid down, and the bathroom doors still acted like I had patted them on the ball sack. They threw pies at me using a contraption of their own making, and just when there seemed to be space at the end of my toenail, I was trapped. This time I could hear my own narrative as it ricocheted off my teeth and into my brain. I had ranted until I could no longer see clearly. I had gone to every museum in my mind. I had even been to my mom's house, and to a toad's house, and I had even spilled Pepsi Light all over the kitchen. Nothing worked. I had what the rest of the world termed the vernacular. I had what amounted to two bathroom doors trashing my entire aquapura world, and if that wasn't, I interrupted myself for this news bulletin. Don't let your imagination make you start acting like Rocky Colavito. Not now. I can't believe I'm trapped. I can't believe I'm trapped. I can't believe I'm trapped. I was trapped, all right, and my words were the only way I could understand that. My words were the only way that I could see I was not wearing a hat. How come I don't believe I'm trapped? Carly wouldn't fuck around with head games like that. She'd get out of here in under a minute. But there was nothing I could see that, when translated, didn't come out. You are trapped. Everything translated clearly into it. Later, dude, you're trapped like Andre Segovia. Soon I was talking to myself in my penguin voice, and offering myself to some clear, cold goo. I wasn't sure what that meant, but I was pretty sure it meant that I was a very brave and very clearly insane man. I walked straight up to the doors, armed with my vernacular. I pushed them open slightly and looked outside. Sir Thomas was there, and he was holding his head in his hands. His head was no longer Taliban to his shoulders. I wasn't prepared to stay alive. I thought that at this rate, I wouldn't be breathing long. And if I was breathing, I'd be pushing up daisies from the ram's end of a strange planet. I'd be breathing, but I'd also be passing out menus like a waiter on a hopped-up escalator. When I passed out in front of Sir Thomas, he didn't see me. I finally had to kick him in the center of his universe. I told him, "No more lying around, you get moving." But if he had heard me, he was making me a little nuts. Because I told him he had to march! Actually, I was still trying to get the doors open. I could be so full of cattering sometimes, it's depressing. And sometimes I'm nearer to the dung than to the cow. And sometimes I just have to eat my lunch and hear a strange noise. I think it was the species of churro. The noise, not my lunch. My lunch was some species of sardine. I was getting the bum rush from everyone, from the churro to the piano. Everyone thought I was lower than a rat's ass. And don't tell me that a churro is not some sort of mass hysteria. But I couldn't think about that. I had a toilet to get out of. I started spinning like lentils in a blender. I looked like I was going to be petrified donkey piss. I looked like I had lost my arm. And my arm. Did I just die and come back as myself? Amazing. How come I can play the banjo, but I can't set up a lawn chair? Amazing. It was then that I was taken to a pirate hideout when I tried watching the amazing Rotochilla Roundup on TV. When my captors changed the channel, I rose up like an intense tornado-like but brilliant ambassador to Hamas, only red. That's when the soup really hit the fan. In the form of Sir Thomas, I was staring at Sir Thomas. The armor first hit me, and then a churro to the sardine. I needed a translator, pronto. The house started to gyro sober the second that I started sighing.
The heat.
I That wasn't hard to translate. Intended as it seemed to be for the eyes and the guitars of a PG-13 audience of seemingly desegregated Han Solo impersonators. Then, with the sound of metal still echoing in my bones, Sir Thomas leveled me with a quick kick to the manhood. Now I had to rely on my sinuses to tell me which way to go. First they told me, "Turn up, my dear." And then they told me, "You better butch up, Alberto." "You!" His voice was so salty, I thought his armor would rust. "This time, you will not escape. So get your bad self over here."
All right.
The end.